feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I am not Mel.
I'm not Floyd.
We are not Mr. Smarty Pants, but I'm Ruby.
And I'm Gladys. And hey, Ruby, today the whole crew is out except for us.
All the funny boys are gone.
And the funny girls are in.
The funny girls are in.
So Mel is recovering from his years and decades of dancing on tables.
Mr. Smarty Pants is jet setting around the globe.
And Floyd, from what I hear, is probably camping.
He's always up north.
Yeah. But today, we're delighted to bring you some archival editions of The Funny Boys from decades ago, a time, Ruby, when they were just a little bit more motivated.
This is before the summer replacement. This is what Mel and Floyd replaced.
This is what became Mel and Floyd, but this was really them messing around in the studio from a show called Channel 89. Today we're going to hear some of their radio bits. These all date back from 1991. Ruby, that's before I was born.
We were just not even twinkles in our parents' eyes.
Not even twinkles or anything else. Hey, Ruby, I want to thank the WRT archiving team for digging up these morsels, and we're always searching for more volunteer archivists, if you're interested.
If you want to listen to old shows in the basement of WORT, we have the job for you.
We have some folks who really like to do that. So,
today's show's pre-recorded, and here we go. This is the Pentagon from 1991.
So good, because I got you. So good, so good.
Welcome to the Pentagon Home Shopping Network. Mindy, what's our next item?
Brad, it's this deluxe pair of sturdy pliers. Real steel and nickel-plated, too. 1,001 uses, and it's only $999.99. That's less than a dollar per use.
This pair of pliers was specially designed to twist things both clockwise and counterclockwise. Supplies are limited here on your Pentagon Home Shopping Network.
Breath of steel in these pliers was actually dug out of the earth as iron ore, and then in a special, very complicated process, was transformed into hardened steel.
Skilled craftsmen shaped it into the most useful of tools, yours for only $9.99.99.
And if you act now, we'll throw in this Pentagon-approved paper towel dispenser for only $450. That's a $2,000 value.
That's a better deal than the $300 toilet seat we had yesterday, so call now. Supplies are limited. We'll be right back on the Pentagon Home Shopping Network with one of our favorite items, the $500 screw, right after these messages.
If you can't get no protection, try new Desert Shield condoms, now on sale. Condoms especially designed for hot, arid climates. Field tested by the U.S. military, so be all you can be. Get yours today. That's Desert Shield condoms, available at most surplus stores and recruiting stations.
So turn out the sound. I'm ready to go.
It's time for that cooking show with a difference, Cooking with Kitty, starring the lovely and talented Kitty Dukakis. And now, here's Kitty.
Hello, everybody. Today, I'm going to show you how to make a tempting rum cake. The first thing we need is, we're all out of rum. Luckily, it's easy to substitute. How? Just go into your bathroom and open up Mr. Medicine Chest. There's lots of substitutes in there. You can use mouthwash. I prefer Listerine. Your husband's hair tonic. Ooh, even rubbing alcohol if you don't mind going blind. They'll all do the trick.
Due to technical difficulties, Cooking with Kitty will not be seen tonight. We apologize for any inconvenience.
And now, the governor of Wisconsin, Family Man.
Recently, my scumbag opponent has stooped to criticizing my family values. He called me a bachelor governor. I thought the best way to respond would be to bring my beautiful family out and let them speak for themselves. Honey, kids, come on out. Aren't they something? Of course, this hot babe on my left is my darling wife, Betty.
Barbara. It's Barbara.
Really? Barbara. Oh, okay, Barbara. She not only has a great pair of gams, but she works hard at her job as a hairdresser.
I'm a teacher.
As a teacher. And she chooses to live back in our hometown instead of the governor's mansion for one reason and one reason only. And what's that reason, dear?
You ordered me to.
No, so you can stay close to your work. Because of the small-town traditional values that we hold so dear.
Oh, sure.
And these here are my two darling children, Johnny and Susie.
I'm Jimmy, mister.
I'm Sandy, sir.
Call me Dad, just like at home. Johnny wants to be an airline pilot when he grows up.
I want to be an artist.
And Susie wants to be a nurse.
I was thinking more of telecommunications.
They both get high marks in school and participate in plenty of extracurricular activities.
I'm flunking math and the big kids pick on me.
They want to send me to reform school, and boys keep writing my name on bathroom walls.
How could a parent be any prouder? So I hope this puts an end to those ugly rumors. As you can see, family is my middle name.
Can we go now?
Yeah, get lost. I got a date anyway.
Recently, there's been a great deal of concern about airline pilots who drink and fly. And those of us here at North Southern Airlines are concerned, too. We're concerned about misconceptions you, the flying public, might have. Even though here at North Southern we hire only experienced drinkers to fly our planes, some of you still have your doubts. But let's look at the facts. Suppose one of our trained pilots drank, say, 20 rum and cokes before flying from Madison to San Francisco. Now that's about 2,000 miles. And that works out to less than one rum and coke for every 100 miles traveled. Now that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Especially when you compare it with the guy who stops off for a drink on his way home from work. He's probably only traveling 3 or 4 miles. That's 25 times more dangerous than flying North Southern. So next time you fly, fly North Southern Airlines. At North Southern, it's in the bag. And now, the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin, the Honorable Lindsay LaRooster of the American Libertine Party.
Hello, I'm Lindsay LaRooster. It's come to my attention that my worthless opponent, Tummy Thompson, well, he talks tough on crime, is really just as big a wimp as that other Tom Turkey running against us. During the last 4 years, Tummy has been coddling thousands of criminals while giving them a free ride through our state's correctional system. What am I talking about? Next time you're out on the road, take a close look at the other cars. What do you notice? Here's what I see. Most of those new cars only have one license plate. One single plate in the back of the car. And that means the inmates at our many fine correctional facilities are only making half as many license plates as they did a few years ago. And now, with more people in prison than ever before, they're turning out half the work. If that isn't pampering those freeloading criminals, I don't know what is. When I'm elected governor, you can bet I won't tolerate any gold-bricking by these lowest of state employees. Put LaRooster in the governor's mansion and put those lazy criminals back to work.
Paid for by the LaRooster for Governor Committee and the LaRooster's Not as Crazy as He Looks Committee. All patents pending.
He's quick on the draw and has an eye for trouble.
Yes, yes, that's him. I'd know that face anywhere.
He's Joe Picasso, police artist.
Joe, he won't be needing you. Caught the guy red-handed.
I want to see a lawyer.
Chief, I've got a hunch this guy is innocent. Let me talk to the witnesses and do a sketch or two.
Joe, we've got him on videotape. He's our man. And don't call me Chief.
Don't I get a phone call?
Shut up! I'm trying to help you. Chief, trust me on this one. I just know if you let me do a composite, we'll find the real holdup man.
All right, I confess. Let's play bargain.
Shut up. You're in enough trouble, fella. All right, Joe. I'll trust you this time. You've got 24 hours, and that's it.
Joe Picasso, police artist. He'll go anywhere, do anything to get the picture.
He's gaining on us!
Don't let him get a look at your face! He's the best!
Faster, Chief. Drive faster. I've almost got the chin down perfect. And quit hitting so many bumps. I'm trying to draw.
Picasso, don't push me. I'm warning you. I've headed up to here with your unorthodox methods. I've got a rule book to follow, in case you forgot.
Look, Chief, I'm the artist here. You just drive. And pass me that number two pencil, will you?
Joe Picasso, police artist. He's tough, but he gets results.
No, that's not the man.
What should I change? The eyebrows? The lips? The nose? Come on, out with it!
I don't know.
Come on! We ain't got all day!
All right, the chin, it's the chin, I say. Make it narrower. Yeah, like that. Just don't hit me again.
Joe Picasso, police artist. When it comes to the ladies, he's a real work of art.
Picasso, what talented fingers you have.
You should see me with an airbrush.
But what am I going to do now? I've turned against the mob and spilled my guts to you. But at least we have each other.
Sorry, baby. It's over. You're just not my type.
Not your type? What exactly is your type, hotshot?
My type? I don't know. Someone with higher cheekbones than yours, I suppose. And rounder eyes, with fuller lips, and a turned-up nose. Thinner brows, hair pulled back, ears closer to the center of the head, darker complexion.
Okay, I get the idea.
Joe Picasso, police artist. Get the picture. Only on Channel 89.
Stop or I'll sketch!
Good evening. This is the Channel 89 Week in Review with your Channel 89 news correspondents, Carl and Fred, brought to you, as always, by the Madison Insurgent, the financially struggling but bravely advancing radical biweekly, still Madison's leftist forum for fundamental change. And now the man who calls them not as he sees them, but as they really are, Channel 89's clarion of verity, the sensitive and multifaceted Carl.
Thanks, Bambi. This week, German unification. Scary or merely ominous? With the reaction of the woman and man on the street, we take you now to our wandering reporter, Igor. Igor?
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you, yes, thank you. I've been dragging myself up and down the street outside of the world-famous Channel 89 studio complex all day, trying to scare up some interviewees to answer my questions 3. Luckmaster, I mean Carl, here comes a victim! I mean someone now. Greetings, citizens! What is your name?
Igor, you know me, I'm Binky the Clown. I work with you on the exciting and action-packed Channel 89 news team.
Shut up, you fool! What's your name?
Okay, I get it. No one would stop, huh? I'm Binky the Clown.
What is your quest?
My quest? I guess it's to become the best gosh darn news reporter this side of Rona Barrett.
What do you think of German unification?
Well, gosh, Igor, that's a hard one. You didn't even give me time to rehearse or anything. Well, I guess it's good.
So why is it good, you fool?
Hey, I'm not a fool, I'm a clown. There's a difference, you know. Okay, well, I guess it just makes things easier, you know. Then people won't have to go to the trouble of learning to speak East German and stuff like that. And kids won't have to bother learning where East Germany is on a map. And heck, you know, then that'll knock East Germany right out of the next Olympics, and that'll be good for us. Well, the only bad thing, I think, is that we won't have an East German flag anymore. You know, I've always been kind of partial to the East German flag because it has a hammer and a compass on it. I think it's the only flag in the whole world with a compass right there on it. Lots of ones with hammers and sickles and stars and stuff, but no compasses. No, not a compass, a compass. One of those things you put a pencil in and draw a circle with, like in geometry class.
On the local scene, Governor Tommy G. Thompson today threw his corpulent hulk mercilessly behind the campaign of former TV talking head Scott Klug. In a speech before the National Association of Greedheads, Barbie Dolls, and right-wing Ayatollahs, Thompson reaffirmed his moist, putrescent support by laying into 2nd District House incumbent Robert Kastenmeier.
Calling him a limp-wristed pennywaist not fit to lick the boots of real men like myself and my pal Arnold Schwarzenegger, Thompson flatulently assailed Kastenmeier for his questioning of President Bush's Middle East so-called policy. A real man like myself would know exactly when to cringe in abject submission before a supreme executive authority like the President of the United States, and Scott Klug is also that kind of man.
Vowing to drink Kastenmeier under the table any time, day or night, in the executive mansion or in the sleaziest massage parlor Madison's East Side has to offer, Thompson says that a vote for Klug is a vote for the president and for his policy towards Iraq. Informed sources expect that the late Nazi war criminal Joseph Mengele would have had a better chance of winning in the 2nd District with such a glowing endorsement.
And now for another Madison insurgent-sponsored reality break. Wonder why President Saddam Hussein of Iraq thought he could get away with invading Kuwait in the first place? Perhaps it had something to do with the go-aheads he was receiving from agents of the United States' own State Department. After all, having been a U.S. client state during the 8-year-long Iran-Iraq War, Iraq expected considerable sympathy for its long-standing territorial claims on a portion of Kuwait, given to the Kuwaiti emirs by the League of Nations mandate that divided the lands of the former Ottoman Empire among the victorious European nations of the First World War. And it got it, at least at first. The U.S. ambassador in Iraq told Hussein that the U.S. had no opinion on the border disagreement with Kuwait. An assistant secretary of state told Congress that the U.S. was not obliged to help Kuwait in the event of an attack because it was not tied to that nation by any formal treaty. Far from being a madman, Hussein was convinced that the U.S. would stand idly by, as it had for years, while Iran gassed its own citizens and slaughtered thousands in Iran. Hussein's mistake was not keeping his eyes closely trained on America's own shifting sands. The shifting sands of U.S. big power politics. With the Channel 89 News, I'm Carl.
And I'm Fred. Have a super rogatory.
Just a good old boy.
It's the David Dukes of Hazzard, new on Channel 89.
Yee-haw! Daisy, let's fire up the old General Lee and go run over some welfare cheats.
Okay, David. You sure are fun.
I didn't get to be a grand lizard for nothing.
The David Dukes of Hazzard. Lots of car chases, cornpone humor, and racial hatred.
David, I hear tell there's a commie flag burner down at the filling station.
Well, whoopee! Let's call the boys and we'll learn them a thing or two. Fire up the old General Lee, Daisy.
The David Dukes of Hazzard, a fun-loving look at life in the South through the eyes of a man who understands the complex problems of today.
You know, Daisy, them Nazis had some darn good ideas. They just got a lot of bad publicity from the Jewish-controlled media.
David, you're so smart. You should be in Washington.
That's the David Dukes of Hazzard, new on Channel 89.
And now, the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin, the Honorable Lindsay LaRooster of the American Libertine Party.
Hello, I'm gubernatorial candidate Lindsay LaRooster for the Libertine Party. Recently, everybody's been talking about this whole Mideast crisis. Why, with the way petroleum prices have shot up, a man can't even oil his hair anymore. I tell you, it's ridiculous. Now, military intervention is being called for, and the cost is being passed on to you, the taxpayer. This political solution is obviously unacceptable. And when political solutions fail, there's only one place to turn: private enterprise. After all, if we're going to foot the bill, we may as well get our money's worth, right? But here's my solution. Since there are probably only a dozen or so madmen who are really responsible for the Mideast conflict, we rent out an arena and let them fight it out in a no-holds-barred cage wrestling match. The last one left alive, if any of them are, gets to do what he wants in the Middle East. Then we show the whole thing on cable pay-per-view and make millions! Of course, American interests in the Mideast must be protected. To do this, as well as to provide more audience appeal, I suggest we hire Hulk Hogan to take part. Why, he can't lose against those wimpy Arab jerks. Each time I think of him kicking Saddam Hussein's butt, it warms the cockles of my heart. Now, if I can solve the Mideast crisis so easily, just think what I can do for Wisconsin as governor. By the way, I'm still holding firm on my proposal to restore Wisconsin's natural beauty by making the people of Wisconsin leave the state. Remember, come November, vote Lindsay LaRooster. Then get the hell out.
Paid for by the LaRooster for Governor Committee and the LaRooster's Not as Crazy as He Looks Committee. All patents pending.
First there was Platoon. Then there was Born on the 4th of July. And the Doors. Now, Oliver Stone takes his most compelling look ever at the decade of the 60s in his new masterpiece, The Archies.
Jughead, hurry up. We're on in 2 minutes.
I don't think I can go on, Archie. I can't find my hat.
It's Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica, and Moose as you've never seen them before. See the sordid behind-the-scenes story of America's favorite bubblegum rock group.
Veronica, get your grubby little paws off Jughead. That big hunk o' man is mine.
Forget it, Betty Boop. Jug the Stud is all mine. You should hear how he laughs at you when we're in bed together.
Follow the triumph and tragedy of an animated band and its struggles to become real.
Jughead, I've got some bad news about Moose. Put down that bottle for a change and listen.
What is it?
They found Moose this morning in the bottom of the swimming pool.
Bottom of the pool? Dead?
He would be, except we drained the pool last night, but he's got quite a bump on his head.
Oliver Stone's The Archies, a no-holds-barred look at the seamy side of Sugar Sugar.
Archie, where's Jughead? I'm worried about him. He hasn't been the same since he exposed himself on stage in Miami.
Veronica, gang, I've got some bad news. Jughead is dead. They found him in the bathtub this morning.
Drug overdose?
No. He was apparently pretty messed up.
and he put his crown hat on upside down. The points shot right into his brain. He didn't feel a thing.
That's The Archies, from master filmmaker Oliver Stone, coming soon to a theater near you.
Listening to much younger versions of Mel and Floyd here on WORT. I'm Ruby, and today we are bringing you radio plays from Channel 89, a show from Mel, Floyd, and Pants in the early 90s. We'll head back to the past in just a moment after these announcements from the present.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in homebrewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Dane Dances, a free family-friendly event on the Monona Terrace rooftop every Friday evening in August. This week features Montage Band at 6 p.m. and Slave at 8 p.m. Carry-in chairs, blankets, and baskets are permitted. No carry-in alcohol. More information on the Dane Dances concert series is available at danedances.org.
The 21st Annual Sugar Maple Music Festival will be Friday, August 2nd and Saturday, August 3rd at Lake Farm County Park in Madison. This unique family-friendly festival features bluegrass, blues, Cajun, and many other genres. Attendees can hear 11 acts over 2 days on the main stage and get up close and personal with musicians through workshops, interviews, and performances on the intimate Roots and Reasons stage. The festival also has kids activities led by the Wild Rumpus Circus, Casa de Corazon, and the Madison Children's Museum. The main stage lineup includes Faux Pas, Lone Pignon, Sunny War, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run, and others. Full details and list of events is available at sugarmaplefest.org. The 21st Annual Sugar Maple Music Festival will be August 2nd and 3rd at Lake Farm County Park in Madison. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Mel and Floyd's Summer Replacement. Pre-replacement. This is the Channel 89 extravaganza. I'm Gladys. That's Ruby.
Mel, Floyd, and Pants are all out today, and instead we're bringing you radio bits from decades ago from something called Channel 89. Today's show is pre-recorded, and here's another bit from 1991.
Swami Bob of Swami Bob's Holistic Auto Repair. Well, despite what you may have read in the papers, I am still in the business of fixing cars the holistic way, without harsh chemicals or violent intervention. I have been accused by my detractors of being nothing but a fraud, but nothing could be further from the truth. Well, that's not true either when you think about it. On a cosmic scale, nothing is probably pretty close to the truth. Many of my fellow Swamis say nothing is the truth, and seek nothingness in all their daily activities. I only seek nothingness on the weekends. But on a higher plane, say a 747, the difference between being and nothingness is only a near miss. For what is a near miss, ultimately, but a hit? These are questions much bigger egos than mine have wrestled with for centuries, leaving me to fix their cars. If you have a near miss with your car, the body experts at Swami Bob's Holistic Auto Repair's Body Works Department can fix your car the natural way, with no artificial ingredients. Swami Bob's Holistic Auto Repair. Your karma knows.
Learn psychobabble in your spare time, the new age way, with the complete Bob Enray Home Psychobabble Learning System.
Child within. I'm getting in touch with the child within.
Yes, Bob Enray, world-renowned founder and director of the Bob Enray Institute of West Plywood, Minnesota, can have you psychobabbling the new age way in no time with his amazing new home cassette program.
Higher power. I am learning to rely on my higher power.
Doctor tested, these incredible tapes will give you the fundamentals to hold a psychobabble conversation with anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Giving myself permission. I am giving myself permission.
The secret of the Bob Enray system is that it makes you want to learn. With Bob Enray's patented new electroshock headphones, guaranteed to stimulate the most sluggish learning centers.
Process my feelings. I am still trying to process my feelings.
The Bob Enray Home Psychobabble Learning System, serving the greater Plywood metropolitan area for under a 50th of a century.
Do you ever wonder about all those 900 numbers you see advertised on TV? Horoscopes, financial advice, trivia contests? How can you tell which are legitimate and which are ripoffs? Well, now it's easy with our new 900-number information service. Just call us at 1-900-YOUSUKR. We're the experts at the Consumer Prevention Commission. No, we're not a government agency, but our name is similar, isn't it? So call, and we'll give you the scoop. We'll tell you which 900 numbers offer true, convenient public services and which are sleazy, blood-sucking outfits who are after just your money. So call us now at 1-900-YOU-SUCKER. Only $50 a call, and kids, you don't have to bother asking your parents. They'd want you to call.
Are you done yet, Pa? Are you done yet?
No, darling, you just gotta wait your turn. Say, you didn't happen to bring the Sears catalog out with you, did you?
Yes, it's heartwarming family entertainment at its best with Channel 89's new weekly drama, Little Outhouse on the Prairie. Follow the Ingalls family through the trials and triumphs of a simpler time, a time of family, faith, and no indoor plumbing.
Charles, it grieves me to have to tell you this, but...
No, Carolyn, don't tell me. Laura's favorite cult is dead.
No, Charles, it isn't that.
I know, I know. Our little daughter's been struck blind again.
No, Charles, not that.
Laura's favorite cult's been struck blind?
No.
That neighbor kid, Timmy?
No.
Well, what then?
It's your turn to take out the slop bucket. I did it last week.
Yes, adventure and heartbreak in the pioneer days, the way it really was.
Phew, Charles. You have an open mass grave on the other side of your house, or what?
Oh, Bud, I wish I hadn't said that. Now I've gone and hurt my sensitive guy-type feelings. No, I just forgot to pick up some lime down at the general store the other day. I mean, it's not as if your place smells like a bed of roses.
It's the story of a young girl coming of age in a time of innocence and wonder.
And then all you have to do is pull the chain and water comes down and washes it all away.
Gosh, gee.
Nellie, do you think you could let us come over once in a while and use it?
Of course, Laura. Just don't bring that ridiculous catalog over with you. Mother insists that you use only your finest English novels.
Little Outhouse on the Prairie, coming soon to Channel 89.
It's time for the adventures of that pouched protector, the upside-down defender, the matchless marsupial. Yes, it's time for the adventures of Channel 89's newest superhero, the Possum. This week's episode, Yellow Ribbon Ripoff, with special guest star Joe Picasso, police artist. Our story begins at this seedy hideout of the arch-criminal known only as the Weasel and his assistant, Toadie.
Seedy, you call this hideout seedy?
Well, it is, a little run down.
We prefer to think of it as a fixer-upper.
It could use a coat of paint, boss.
Shut up, Toadie. I'll make the decisions regarding home improvements.
Yes, Master Weasel. What devious schemes have you cooked up today?
Toadie, my faithful if somewhat disgusting assistant. I have a plan that will bring Canvas City to its knees, that will make it sit up and take notice, that will knock it flat on its back.
Oh, goody. What is it? Oh, great weaselness.
Yes, indeed. What dastardly plot has the Weasley fiend concocted? What dire dilemma awaits our fair city?
If you think I'm going to tell a blabbermouth like you, you're crazy. Now beat it, Mrs. Announcer Person. We've got evil to do.
Well, all right, if you say so, but we'll find out eventually.
Not before I'm ready. Now beat it.
Well, meanwhile, at Canvas City Police Headquarters, Joe Picasso, police artist, has been summoned to the office of his chief.
Joe, I've got a special assignment for you.
Right, chief. You want onions on that?
No, Joe, I don't need you to run out for lunch. At least not right now. I've got something much more important.
More important than lunch?
Well, almost as important. I suppose you've heard about this new superhero in town.
You mean the Possum?
That's right. This nocturnal do-gooder is cleaning up the city. But no one knows who or what he is. We don't know if we can trust him.
You want me to bring him in, Chief?
No, don't be silly. You're a police artist. I want you to talk to some witnesses, some of the boys on the farce, and maybe that newspaper reporter, Darren Deadline, and come up with a sketch. I want to know what we're up against.
But, Chief, you know I can't draw animals.
No buts, Joe. Now get moving. I've got a busy morning. There's a shipment of yellow ribbons coming in at the waterfront tonight for our big welcome home parade for the troops. And I'm the Grand Marshal of the parade. And Joe, there's one more thing.
Right. Don't call you Chief.
No. I was wondering if you had time to run down to the deli and pick up a sandwich and some potato salad for me. I'm so busy with the parade, I won't have time for lunch.
And as Joe Picasso, police artist, heads for the deli, we turn our attention toward our hero. I mean, this is the Possum's show, not Joe Picasso's. And as night begins to fall on Canvas City, we find our hirsute hero hanging upside down in a dank alley in the rough part of town. And as the sun sets, the Possum awakes with a start. And sets out in search of those who would do evil. I said, as the sun sets, the Possum awakes and sets out in search of those who would do evil. Hey, Possum, get up. Time for work.
Oh, come on, just a few more minutes. And it's still light out.
Wake up. Our story is starting to drag.
So what else is new?
Hurry up before everyone switches over to Major Dad.
Okay, okay, I'm up. What did I miss?
Well, the Weasel and Toadie have some sinister plan, and Joe Picasso is supposed to draw your picture, but he can't draw animals.
I am half human, you know.
I know.
Anything else?
There's a big load of yellow ribbons coming in by ship tonight. They're for the welcome home parade for the troops.
My hypersensitive possum nose is twitching. I smell danger nearby. It may be the weasel. Time for some possum propulsion.
And so the possum, swinging from building to building with the use of his rat-like tail, followed his nose until...
It's not rat-like, it's possum-like. There, below me in that backyard. It looks like a gathering of various villains and ragamuffins. I'll just swoop down and surprise them.
What's going on?
What's a big idea? My hammer. Who's
this
man, eh?
Halt! Halt! Halt, evil bad guys. You're no match for my possum powers.
We're not bad guys. We're the Levine.
But my possum powers smelled trouble.
You smelled hamburgers. We're having a family barbecue. Would you like to stay?
Harriet, he broke in here and smashed my new Weber, and you invite him to stay for dinner?
I don't want to be rude.
I'm afraid I can't stay. There's evil afoot. Well, maybe I can take a couple of burgers with me and some of those potato chips. Say, that looks like some delicious garbage you have over there, huh? May I?
Help yourself. It's good to see a young possum with a healthy appetite. Can I get you a cookie?
Okay, but just one. Well, maybe two if it's no trouble. And if you've got any old cat box litter, I'd take a helping of that, too.
You're disgusting.
No, thank you.
And while our furry crime fighter chows down, the weasel and his henchman, Toadie, set their sinister plan in motion.
We do that.
You don't?
Nope.
Why not?
Because we're out of time.
And indeed we are. But just what is the weasel scheme? And will Joe Picasso be able to draw a picture of the possum? What about the shipment of yellow ribbons for the parade? And will the Levines have enough food for the possum? Find out in our next episode. Consider the possibilities, or greater than the possum of its parts.
Now it's time for another Mellon Floyd Roundtable discussion. Tonight we're pleased to present three of our returning war heroes, three men who risked their lives for our way of life and lived to tell about it. Let's join tonight's host, Diane Huck Finn. Diane?
Was this taping?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Floyd. Our very special guests tonight are Staff Sergeant William Boink of Wiffle Ball City, Georgia.
Good to be here, ma'am.
Private First Class Sydney Olio of Dyslexia, Michigan. Private?
Hello.
And finally, from Squeaky From, Tennessee, is Corporal Herman Compost. Herman, how are you?
Oh, proud, Miss Huckfin. Just proud once again.
I see. You have all gone through an incredible ordeal. I guess the obvious question is, how did this change you? Sergeant Boink?
Diane, I think I speak for all of us here and an overwhelming majority of the 500,000 troops when I say I will never be the same.
And how is that?
Well, I guess the main thing I learned is that Allah is the one true God and Muhammad the one true prophet.
Allah? Well, I...
That's right, Diane. With our exposure to another culture and religion, well, let's just say it was an eye-opening experience.
Right. I had never realized before how ridiculous my Judeo-Christian upbringing was, but after talking to the Saudis for a few months, it started to make a whole lot of sense.
That's remarkable. Did this happen to a lot of the troops?
Damn near everyone. Whoops. Oh, Allah, pardon my blasphemy.
I don't know about everyone else, but it all became clear to me when I was on patrol in the desert on the hottest day of the year. I started seeing visions of a talking scorpion, and it made a lot of sense.
Do you mean 500,000 troops have converted to the Muslim faith?
Well, you would have too, Diane, if you'd been there. We've had a nice close look at what life is like in the Islamic nation, and it didn't take long for us to see the light. Take it from me, Jesus was just blowing smoke out his...
But what about the place of women in such a society? Private Olio, any misgivings?
None whatsoever, Diane. I can see now that women should assume a subordinate role. I mean, an even more subordinate role.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the part I like best.
Remarkable. Did you undergo any other changes?
Well, I can't speak for the others, but I became convinced of the benefits of operating your country under a monarchy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You bet. Democracy is not only decadent, but inefficient. You certainly didn't see any of the Saudi royalty worrying about anti-war protesters.
And I was also taken with their system of criminal justice. You know, an eye for an eye and all that stuff.
So now that you're back in the States, what will you do?
We're already organizing. We plan to run a slate of fundamentalist candidates in the 92 elections, and we'll be initiating a campaign to amend the Constitution.
Yeah, and we'd like to see President Bush's title changed to Emir. And then in 30 years or so, when Mr. Bush leaves this earth, his son Neil can ascend to the throne.
Any final comments?
Well, I'd just like to thank the U.S. Army and Saddam Hussein for giving me this chance to travel. It certainly has broadened my horizons.
Well, all right. We've been speaking with three soldiers who just returned from 6 months active duty in the Persian Gulf. Mel, Floyd, good night.
Diane, you realize that when we take over, you won't be allowed on this show anymore.
It's time once again for everybody's favorite meter person. It's time for Joe Picasso, Parking Enforcement.
I don't like this.
Well, look, Joe, there's nothing I can do. I'm just the announcer. Now just read your lines and do your job. Here, I'll start with, it's time
I
for...
want my old show back.
Look, Joe, at least you have a show. Many of us don't. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's time for Joe Picasso, Parking Enforcement.
Stop, or I'll ticket and tow.
This week, Joe has quite an argument with an irate citizen in the episode we call Terror in the Towaway Zone.
I hate this job. I'm an artist, a creator, a master hand whose talents are wasted on parking patrol. Look, a car parked in the towaway zone. Still, this job does have its high points. I'll write up a ticket and call the tow truck. Another case solved by Joe Picasso.
Wait! That's my car. I was just coming out. Oh, it's you, Joe Picasso.
Eva Brown, the performance artist who stole my job. What a surprise.
Joe, that's my car. You can't tow me. I've got to go do my show. It's on in 8 minutes.
You mean my show? The one you stole from me? I was the greatest until you came along. I was voted the best police artist with a network series 2 years in a row until you came along and had to spoil it. Police performance art. Ha! It's just a fad. Pretty soon people will realize what a sham it all is. Just a bunch of blithering nonsense wrapped in tinfoil. The true artists like me, Joe Picasso, will rise triumphant to the fore and take our rightful place at the cutting edge of today's police technology. You're just a wriggling worm gasping your last on the sidewalk of creativity as you dry up in the bright sunlight of true art.
Good. I was hoping you wouldn't be bitter. Now give me the ticket. I gotta go. Wait, that tow truck. He's towing my car. Stop.
Here's your ticket. Have a nice day. Now, you over there. You with the voice.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Read this and make it snappy.
This? But I can't. I've got strict...
Got your license plate number.
Okay. It's time for everybody's favorite crime fighter with a canvas, Joe Picasso, police artist.
Stop, or I'll sketch.
I don't have any more script here, Joe.
That is a problem. I know, just use the Eva Brown script, and where it says Eva, change it to Joe.
Whatever you say. This week, Joe faces her biggest case ever in the case of the purloined panda.
Well, Eva, we've got a... Joe? Joe, what are you doing here? This isn't your show.
It is now, Chief. I'm taking over. Eva can't make it. Her car was towed. Now where it says Eva, just read Joe.
Something smells fishy here, Joe, but I don't have time to sort it all out. Joe, we've got a little problem down at the Canvas City Health Club. It seems someone has been rifling lockers while the members are in the aerobics class. Here's a leotard. I want you and Detective Watson to go down there, infiltrate the place, and see if you can get me a description of the culprit. Detective Watson, this is Joe Picasso.
Hi. It's a real pleasure to work with someone so talented and beautiful, too.
Thanks. The feeling's mutual. Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop it right there. Do I have to fall in love with this guy? And this pink leotard, I'm not going to wear that in public.
Joe, you were the one who volunteered for this show. Now shut up and read your lines.
Oh, no, you don't. Not so fast.
Eva.
That's right. Eva Brown and nobody's sweetheart. Except maybe Detective Watson. Joe had my car towed, so I'd miss the show tonight, but I'm here and I'm mad. Give me that script.
Oh, no, you don't. It's my show. You stole it from me.
You've got your own show. This one's mine.
It's not.
It's two.
It's not.
It's two.
It's not.
It's not.
It's two.
Ha! Gotcha. It's my show.
If I can't have the show, nobody can have it.
Joe, don't be a fool. Put down that bulk eraser.
Stay back, Chief. One step closer and I erase all the tape and no one will have a show.
Not so fast, Joe.
Oh, no, it's the possum.
Oh, possum, thank God you've come.
That's right. Joe Picasso, put down the bulk eraser and surrender. You're no match for my superpowers.
You're probably right. Here's the bulk eraser. Now get me some therapy. What exactly are your superpowers, anyway?
I can hang upside down for long periods, and I can play dead.
And?
Well, that's pretty much it.
I'm glad you showed up, Possum. Now get Joe to a therapist, and we'll get on with this show.
That's all the time we have this week. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of, let's see, not Joe Picasso, maybe Eva Brown? Could be the possum. Well, tune in next week. You know, it seems these days people spend more time watching what they eat than they do eating it. That's what we do up here in Minnesota at the big fat and yeller chicken farm. We spend a lot of time watching what you eat. We take good care of these birds, feed them good stuff like golden corn, delicious soybeans, healthy vitamins, and the finest hormones and antibiotics. Heck, you got hormones right there in your own body. And your doctor gives you antibiotics when you're sick. Our chickens aren't sick. Nope, they're perfectly healthy, at least until we kill them. But you never can tell. With some of those other no-name brand chickens, you never know where they've been. Why, some people even let their chickens run on the ground. We keep our chickens in little sanitary cages, one on top of the other, so they never get dirty. Yep, up here in Minnesota, we grow our chickens the only way we know how. Big, fat, and yeller. Look for our chickens in your grocer's meat department. Channel 89 WORT TV now concludes its broadcast day. Please tune in again next week at the same time for more Channel 89.
I am living on Channel
That's it for the show. Thanks for traveling back into Mel and Floyd lore with us, Ruby and Gladys.
It's good to see you, Ruby.
You too, Gladys. I've enjoyed listening to the time before us.
Before we were twinkles. We've been listening to Channel 89, the precursor to Mel and Floyd from the early 90s, and it's almost 2 o'clock here on WORT.
All right, let's go ahead and declare the weekend.
We declare the weekend!
Okay, beautiful.
Dun, 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 dun. Keep it tuned here to WORT. Coming up is Who Cooks For You with The Real Jaguar, followed by Democracy Now!, Labor Radio, Mud Acres, all sorts of good things here on your favorite radio station, WORT 89.9 FM, Madison. But first, it's the Insurgent Radio Kiosk. Ruby, so good to see you. I miss being in the same office with you.
Yeah, me too. Have a good weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, August 2nd.
What did the Supreme Court decide in Trump versus the United States, the presidential immunity case? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. The court ruled that the president enjoys absolute immunity from prosecution for any crime he commits in furtherance of a core constitutional power. For example, because the pardon power is specifically mentioned, a bribe for a pardon? No problem. There's more. In addition to bestowing absolute immunity for crimes committed in furtherance of a core constitutional power, the former president now has presumptive immunity for any and all crimes committed in furtherance of official acts. Now, the court did not say exactly what official acts are. There'll be more hearings in lower courts on that. But Donald Trump claims that almost everything he did in office was an official act, including the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. It's a horrible decision. As the dissent says, it makes a mockery of the principle foundational to our Constitution and system of government that no man is above the law. relying on little more than his own misguided wisdom about the need for, quote, bold and unhesitating action by the president, the court gives former President Trump all the immunity he asked for and more. The Constitution, as the dissent says, should not shield a former president from answering for criminal and treasonous acts, except that, well, now it does. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.
The Madison Urban League will sponsor another pop-up market today from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Discover a diverse range of offerings, including plant-based delights, gourmet snacks, handmade crafts, unique apparel, natural skincare, and vibrant cultural merchandise. Enjoy a taste of everything from vegan meals and fresh baked goods to artisan accessories and wellness products. That's a pop-up market today from 10 a.m. to 5:30 at the Black Business Hub, 2352 South Park Street. Madison Children's Museum will present another free concert for kids and their parents today from 5 to 8 p.m. Adults